Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Allstate believes good things start young. And good starts young in great young kids. Works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders, reach the full potential, make the world a better place through service. In that spirit, Allstate Good Starts Young Initiative can help you recognize a kid that goes above and beyond. Nominate a youth for the Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid you know could be featured here on the Steve Cochran Show, win great prizes. And you can go on to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for I'm having difficulty speaking, aren't I? For a child between 9 and 18 that you think should be Allstate Kid of the Week. And then every Tuesday we do that here. Okay, so yes. Would you like to meet today's Kid of the Week?
I would love to meet today's
Are
Kid of the Week.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're positive. Okay, well, let's do that. Let's meet Lucas. Good morning, Lucas. How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Wojnicki?
Yes.
All right, Lucas Wojnicki. How old are you, Lucas?
I'm 14 years old.
All right, you have a job?
No, I do not.
You're just living off your parents, huh, Lucas?
Yeah, sure.
Sponging off the family. Here's the nominee as it was put up to us. To whom this may concern, I'm Lauren Smith, the teacher for Lucas Wojnicki at Marlow Middle School. I believe Lucas is a young student who has demonstrated compassion towards others, and specifically another student in the school. His best friend just recently went through heart surgery. Lucas made it his idea to get the students to wear red for the following day in honor of him, and he then went to the teachers of the team and asked them permission to get everyone together for a team picture to send to his friend. Well, that's a cool idea, dude. Very nice.
Yeah.
And this is your pal?
Oh, yeah. He had heart surgery a week or and a half ago.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right.
That's a tough road, but I suppose because he's young, he's probably going to be fine, right?
Yeah, it's better when you're young instead of you're old.
Yeah. So did anybody give you grief about the shirts?
No, nobody actually did. I just walked around. I because he's done a lot for me in the past, so I just wanted to pay him back, and I was like, everybody wear red, and then a lot of kids ended up wearing red, and we took a picture.
How many people were in the picture?
Like 65, 70 kids.
That's pretty good. It's a cool idea, Lucas. Very cool idea. Sandberg, what do you want to say?
One cute detail about this, when I called his mom, she didn't know he had been nominated, and she asked why he was nominated, and I told her, and she knew that they had done the t-shirts, but Lucas never told her it was his idea.
Oh, you're kidding. You didn't even tell your mother?
No.
He didn't tell anybody.
Lucas is gone.
He's tired, clearly.
But you know what? Think about that. That's a lot of people to have. If I say to you guys,
here's what I like about this story. If you're a 14-year-old girl, a 14-year-old girl running around to all her girlfriends, you go, oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
You get 65, 70 dudes.
I know
they're not all guys, but you get a bunch of guys at 14 or 15 to all wear the same red t-shirt without going, oh, leave me alone, man.
Literally, it's hard enough getting you guys to, getting like five of us on
right.
the same page.
Look how long it takes to dress up. You're trying to get us to dress up for Halloween.
I know, seriously.
So.
Young adult, is a motivator.
Yeah, I think so too. Lucas, sorry we lost you there somehow, but anyway. I think you're a fine example. Of Kid of the Week, and I hope your buddy's great and keep doing great things, man. Spread the word. Get your friends involved. Yeah. And I'm very pleased to hear none of your friends gave you any grief about this.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody want to say hi to?
Not really, no. I mean, no, not really.
No teachers you want to suck up to?
Maybe Miss Forrester, Miss Smith, and Miss Ross.
Okay. What classes are those?
Math, literacy, social studies, science. Miss Martin, she's another literacy teacher.
Got marginal grades in there? You're trying to get a little boost? Is that what you're doing here?
I hope.
Nah, you're all right, dude, and I appreciate it. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a professional baseball player when I grow up, but it's probably not going to happen.
No. There's no probably not going to happen.
Lucas, it's a hard thing to do.
Come on, you're a motivator.
It's a hard thing to do, but you went out, you motivate people.
Right.
You got to play like that's your dream, that's your goal. Maybe it doesn't work out, maybe it does. But I'll tell you, the only way it's going to work out is if you go, this is what I want to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play?
I'm a catcher and I'm a second baseman.
A better glove or better stick?
Better glove.
Okay.
There's a lot of room for that in the bigs.
Yes, there is.
Dave, you know guys at the Cubs. They don't talk to me anymore, but you know guys at the Cubs. Make a deal for Lucas.
Well, I think Lucas doesn't need any. I think he's going to be fine. He doesn't need our help. He's sounds like he's got it all together.
Right.
And look, these guys who are in the major leagues, Lucas, they came from somewhere.
Yeah.
They were your age. They said, hey, I want to be a major league baseball player.
That's
and they got
exactly
there.
Right.
So there you go.
They did.
You got to believe, Lucas. The way you believe in your friend, you got to believe in you. Lucas, do you believe in Lucas?
Yes, I do.
All right. That's what I want to hear.
Lucas, it's hard enough to get 70 people to do what you did.
That's right.
And yeah. we went the first interview when you're in the bigs.
Or the second. Or, we'll take
yeah,
either.
Yeah.
Listen, I got Lou Malnati's Pizza and an Amazon gift card for you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day at school. Hold on. Nice young man.
A good He's kid.
Cute. Right?
He's fantastic.
I mean, what I said, though, Dave, like if I went up to Dave and said, Dave, let's wear matching tank tops, you know, that wouldn't go over great.
No.
You know why? Because one of you guys would forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't wear tank tops. No. I mean, there's a lot of holes in that plan.
Yeah, boys are so cool at that age. They just do it. They don't care. Like, girls have to whisper and talk about it for weeks and weeks. Boys will just like, okay, wear a red T-shirt tomorrow. No problem.
I think it's harder to get guys to do it.
You know why boys would do it?
No. I raised two boys. You know?
Yeah,
like,
but you know why boys? No, but here's why boys would do it. Because your mother told you to do it.
Right. Yeah, but this mother didn't even know.
No, but I'm saying Lucas had that kind of sway over his friends.
Yes.
The only reason a bunch of 14 and 15-year-old boys are putting on the same color T-shirt for a picture is because Lucas told them to.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Or they, at another day, they had some a woman in their life, their moms, saying, yes, you are going to wear it.
Yes.
Put it on for the picture.
Yeah, but they did it
True.
For his friend.
They did it for Lucas.
Yeah. Well, the heart transplant.
Yeah. Yeah, the definitely. Kid. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So God bless him, and we hope he's doing great.